And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Analyze, scrutinize, dissect, and diss all you want. You simply cannot lose a 10-point lead in the last 2 minutes. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Sure, Austin Rivers made an amazing shot over a 7-footer. Sure, Seth Curry took about 4 steps before he launched his 3-pointer. And sure, Carolina got some of the worst breaks you can imagine. But the bottom line is this. You cannot lose a 10-point lead to any team at home if you are the North Carolina Tar Heels. Carolina's crushing defeat to Duke Wednesday night leaves the Tar Heels at the crossroads of this season. Can the team recover from blowing what is always the most important game of the schedule at home against your arch rival? And sure, Duke made 14 three-pointers to Carolina's 1, which if you do the math is a 39-point differential. Even without the Tar Heels looking to score from behind the arc, that statistic proves how much better they are on paper than the Blue Devils. When you're making 2s to their 3s and have a lead at halftime that grows to 13 in the second half, you are doing plenty of things right. So what happened? Well, with about 5 minutes left, Carolina seemed to stop attacking and start protecting that lead, racing the clock to the finish line. Preferably, the Heels should have stayed aggressive, but Duke was doing a better job with its interior defense and making enough 3-balls to stick around. So you win by 10 or 12, rather than blow them out like we all wanted. But the last 2 minutes remain inexplicable, even with how well Duke converted every opportunity, including the horrendous no-call on Seth Curry's 4-step 3-pointer and Tyler Zeller accidentally scoring for the Blue Devils. The one thing you do know about Duke is that it won't quit. So whatever your strategy, you have to match your smart strength and toughness with theirs. That means you don't throw the ball to them even if you get trapped. Take a TO, baby, if you have to. That means don't try to make a play that's not there and commit a charging foul. You don't have to score, you just have to keep the ball away from Duke. And free throws are just that, free scoring opportunities. 2 of your best at the line must make more than 4 out of 8. The rivalry is legendary, no doubt, but we created a new legend needlessly. This is Art Chansky. See ya.